A woman accused of murdering a man in Pennsylvania says she killed dozens of others in four states, including Alaska. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the case involves allegations of serial killing and Satanism.
Miranda Barber and her husband are charged with the November 2013 Pennsylvania stabbing and strangling death of a man who responded to her companionship ad on Craigslist. Sunbury, Pennsylvania Daily Item reporter Francis Scarsella says the 19-year-old Barber contacted him and requested an interview. Scarsella says he met with Barber in prison last week, where she told him she started killing while growing up in Alaska.
She came from Alaska, and when she started to, you know, speak to me about, you know, she said she did this before. And when she said that, you know, she said the majority of what she did was up there in Alaska.
Barber told Scarsella she got into Satanism at age 13, carrying out her first killing with the leader of a cult, adding that she had been sexually abused as a child and killed people who did bad things. Scarsella says Barber's Facebook page says she's from North Pole, but she referenced being in other communities in the interview.
She mentioned Wasilla, Nome, Anchorage, Palmer, and Big Lake.
The Daily Item reports that Barber provided few details about her murders, only saying she stopped counting at 22 and that the majority occurred in Alaska. Scarsella says Barber repeatedly made references to the Valley.
And she said that that's where a lot of the satanic stuff was. She just said that she was part of a satanic cult and she was high on the panel.
Barber claims to have left Alaska at age 16 and moved to the lower 48, where she continued killing in Texas, North Carolina, and California. Scarsella describes her statements as believable.
She sounded very calm, cool, and collective, so she said it very matter-of-factly.
Sunbury, Pennsylvania Police Chief Steve Mazzeo says Barber's attorney has refused to let her talk to law enforcement, but they are taking her comments to the media seriously.
That was reported in our local newspaper. Our detectives have liaison with the local county prison authorities and are determining what information is available to us that we may then pass on to other agencies.
Chief Mazzeo says he can't discuss details of a murder investigation, but confirms it is being expanded.
Some information has been received, and we are passing it on to appropriate county, state, and federal agencies who may be able to further the validity or the non-validity of the allegations that may have occurred in their jurisdictions.
North Pole and Fairbanks police chiefs and the FBI in Alaska were unavailable for comment because of the President's Day holiday. State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says they have received information about the alleged Alaska connection.
And we will work with other authorities as appropriate, and if any leads do present themselves, we'll take necessary action.
Peter says she does not have any information on whether Barber's claims line up with unsolved deaths during the time span she alleges to have killed in Alaska. Daily Item reporter Francis Scarsella is scheduled to speak with Miranda Barber again Thursday. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.